On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria op na 28 more, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 30 grade.
In the traffic, the Galilee's interchange. There is traffic all the way down the N3 south from Marlborough Drive, and then it gets even worse once you're through Bedford View and trying to get down towards Germiston, and coming in from the airport side is bad as well.
So, man, the sport headlines, Australia beat Bangladesh by 10 wickets at the World Cup, and that same World Cup has reached record highs of 60 million viewers so far.
Die minister van polisie, Senzon Kunu, het vroeër in die parlement aan die ad hoc komitee van ondersoek gesê, hy het op gereelde basis inligting ontvang van die werk wat deur die KwaZulu-Natalse politieke moorde taakspan gedoen is.
We were very interactive together with the two deputy ministers, asking questions, but also opening up and leading discussions, but also in some cases taking decisions when we felt we needed to test our ideas and what we had. Later on, I did become aware of this particular issue of units, of task teams, including the National Political Killings Task Team.
Die komitee ondersoek aantuigings van inmenging in die regstelsel wat gemaak is deur die KwaZulu-Natalse polisiekommissaris Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. En in KwaZulu-Natal word reëlings getref om een van die slagoffers van gister se vliegtuigongeluk in die Midlands omgewing te repatrieer. Die vlieniers was saam op pad Margate toe van Secunda af, maar het in digte mis verdwaal. Gregory Critchley van die relevante owerheid sê die weer het ook hulle werk bemoeilik.
We did task a drone operator to assist, as well as ground teams from the various units. It was a combination of multi-role players that took part in the operation, which led to the successful location of the wreckages.
En die minister van Bosbou, Visserye en die Omgewing, Dion George, het nuwe planne bekendgestel om klimaatsfinansiering en die beleggings in volhoubare ontwikkeling aan te moedig. Nou die land speel gasheer vir die G20 werksgroep oor die omgewing in Kaapstad, Mangaliso Kumalo is daar.
George says South Africa's presidency of the G20 Environmental and Climate Sustainability Working Group has laid a strong foundation for global collaboration on climate finance. During his opening address, the minister introduced two landmark policy instruments, the Draft Carbon Markets Framework and the Draft Carbon Credit Revenue Plan. He says these instruments will strengthen South Africa's environmental governance and position the country as a key hub for credible and transparent carbon market activity. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Cape Town.
Pretoria môre op na 28 grade, Johannesburg 26, Mpumalanga bereik maar 17 môre, Skukuza 23, Polokwane op na 21 en Messina 25, Mahikeng 28 en Rustenburg 30. Ek's Marlene Forsie, die ander stories is op jacarandafm.com, meer nuus om 7.
Dankie Marlene. Listen, Park Live is going down on Saturday. Mark's Park in Emerentia, and we've got 4 tickets that could have your name on them. All you've got to do is stay listening. And when you hear a song from one of the artists performing at Park Live, send us the word Park Live, the name of the artist, and the name of the track. It's 0848500942. First person through, once the song starts playing, we will hand over those 4 tickets to you.